We were mentioning in Community Quick Hits at the very end that the zoo, the Dallas Zoo, had named the new gorilla Megan. I got that wrong. Megan is the mother.
Is this a man gorilla?
Megan is the girl. They didn't reveal the sex until today, I guess. It's a boy. And they have given him a more fitting name for a gorilla.
Mitch?
Can we guess?
Plumpkin.
Mitch?
I could give you 35,000 guesses.
Okay.
And you wouldn't come close.
Mitch?
No, it's not Mitch.
Okay.
Although you got the first letter right.
Bitch.
Not bitch.
Is it Mountain?
No, it's not named after the Game of Thrones character.
Malcolm.
Meat.
Is it meat?
You're going to have to search.
Is it Mexico?
You're going to have to search, do your research like I did. Find yourself a river.
Merkin?
That is in the Gabon Mukakaba Dudon National Park.
Huh?
Because he is named after the river that flows through Gabon's Mukakaba Dudon National Park.
Well, music.
In Africa.
Mouton?
No.
Mutton?
No.
Mexican?
No.
Mufasa?
You're closer because it sounds more African.
Mufasa.
Think of M, but there's no vowel after M.
M-effer.
Mud.
That's a vowel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's no vowel after the M.
Okay, God.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Second letter, it's a five-letter word.
Okay.
Name. Second letter, B.
Mbute.
I'm sorry, what?
Mbute.
No.
Mbute.
Yeah.
Not Mbute.
Mbamba.
Third letter, A.
Mbaba. What is it?
Fourth letter, N.
Mabang. Ooh.
I'm giving you all the letters.
I'm not good at Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. It's a name we've never heard before. What the hell is it?
And your last...
Mabano.
The last clue is...
Mabanu?
The last clue is...
Mabamba.
It's a vowel.
Mabamba. Mabane.
Bamba.
Mabana.
Mabanu.
Mabano.
Dingu.
Mabani.
Dingu. Mabani, yes!
I got it. First try.
Mbani.
Right, I'd like to spin the wheel. Remember on Wheel of Fortune when you just amass a bunch of cash and then at the end you'd go buy crap from that big that big showcase?
Yes.
And it was like, I'll have the diamond encrusted iron elephant head bookshelves.
They always had a ceramic dog you had to buy.
They did, yes. So yes, Mbani.
I'll take the crappy vacation to Puerto Vallarta.
So yes, congratulations to the zoo for having their newest primate.
And baby Mbani.
Baby Mbani. So Danny did the pig pen today on the snow monkeys down in South Texas. This is what I can't figure out because...
In Dilley, Texas, 70 miles south of San Antonio. I lived there, and my dad drove me to San Antonio to see what movie in 1977?
Airplane.
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing but Star Wars.
So the snow monkeys, there's a reason they're known as snow monkeys, and this is what I can't figure out. Whenever Kyoto, Japan, whenever they're having the village issues with the snow monkeys...
Mm-hmm.
Which is why they eventually were transported to Texas. It's a cold weather animal. And I get it. Like, maybe it gets a little cold down south of San Antonio. But, I mean, you're talking about cold being... What would the low be 70 miles south of San Antonio throughout the year? It can't be lower
than... The average?
Dude, I don't even know if you're going to hit one day south of San Antonio lower than 55. That there's no cold.
For the low?
No, I'll bet you.
Oh, man, the winters down there. Dude, I live there. Winters are chilly. Very
really?
Chilly. Yeah.
I'll bet it gets into the 30s.
Yeah. They can get below freezing down there.
But, I mean, that's a much warmer climate than it is even here.
Nah.
It's not?
I don't think.
So the further south you go, the average temperature decreases?
Well, no, I don't think the average temperature decreases, but there's no, I bet there's not a real big difference.
That their winters, you don't ever hear about snow or ice or anything down there south of San Antonio, ever.
Not down there, you don't.
The average temperature is 70 there. Their annual low, I guess that would be an average, is 58.
So there you go. That's not cold.
No.
And the fact that these, at all, I mean, it's warm down there. That's my point, okay, it's really warm.
It is, for sure.
But it's not like, you know, our average low is 40 or something like that.
No, I realize that. But what I'm saying is, if you're a snow monkey, if this was a sun monkey, then...
Sun monkey?
Yeah, if this was a sun monkey, then yeah, shut up. Then maybe, yeah, that would pick south of San Antonio. But a snow monkey? And like Danny said, when they first got there...
A lot of them died, man.
Because it was too damn hot. I just can't believe that...
They adapted, though. They figured it out.
Yeah, of course. And these are hairy monkeys, too. I don't know. It just makes very little sense to me that this was the place they chose and why they didn't pick some place up there that was...
Man, I remember it being colder down there, but I guess I'm wrong because their average low in their coldest month of January is only 40 degrees.
Yeah.
It's kind of cold, but it's not like super cold.
It's not as cold as I thought it would be.
No. It gets warmer down there as you head toward the coast, Mike.
It also,
well, yeah, I know that.
And our friends in Mexico.
I know that, but I bet when it gets cold, it gets down into the pretty low 30s. I bet it can get near freezing.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah,
just like
that's
it does here.
That's no pun intended, a cold day in hell. That they face freezing temperatures down there.
Surprisingly enough, their average highs aren't super terrible. You know?
Well, what are they?
90s through the summer months.
Yeah. That's average again. So, you know, you're going to hit 100 a bunch.
Yep.
Ja Morant announced in a press conference today that he has made himself eligible for the draft. No surprise there. Number I didn't realize one? This, though. No, he won't go one.
Are you sure?
I am one.
Are you sure?
100% sure. Yes,
okay.
I am. There's no way that when push comes to shove, that whoever it is, the Knicks.
The Mavericks. I mean, you play Kristaps at five, and
if he's playing.
Zion at four. It's kind of a weird fit.
So, but you want Ja, who needs the ball in his hands at all times, just like they had the problem with...
I'll take either of them.
Oh, yeah, I would, too. I would, too. But they would go with Zion, I think. But I didn't realize how waify he was, or is.
Who? John?
Ja. He's 6'3", 165.
Oh, yeah. He's a little skinny guy.
God! I mean, that is nothing!
That was quite apparent watching him during his brief fling through the tournament. Ended all too soon.
He had to have been the lightest guy in that tournament. 165?
You would think.
I mean, the Edwards kid, Carson Edwards, he's 5'11", and he looked like he was 220.
Yeah.
He's
stout.
H-back. But yeah, Morant, 6'3", 165, 25 points, 10 assists, 5.7 rebounds per game.
And that doesn't even tell the story.
He looks bigger than 165 to me. I'm seeing 175 on some sites.
I swear he looks bigger than that.
I mean, he's skinny, but he's muscular.
Yeah.
Like me.
Right. Yeah, he's got to look in the right places.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Is that it?
You're almost there.
Well, I mean, I'm done. Are you?
Well, what else? There's a reason, you know? There is a reason.
Yeah, there is a reason.
We need 45 more seconds.
I personally just ran through 9 things. Me. So, well, go.
We were going to do some other stuff here, if you recall.
Go.
We didn't talk about the AAF.
Okay.
That's right.
But now we've run out of time. Look,
we can't talk about the AAF. I thought that's where you were going with this. I thought you were going to get around to that.
Damn lowland gorilla name game.
All right. You're going to be that way. 6:49 on the ticket.